Hachette Audio presents Waistcoats and Weaponry, Finishing School, Book the Third. Written by Gail Carriger. Read by Maura Quirk. Dedication. For Rhonda. She glittered. Session 1. Beware vampires wearing flower pots.
Funambulist, said Sophronia Temenik quite suddenly.
Sophronia, such language,
Dimity Plumly Tainmot reprimanded.
Pardon,
said Agatha Wusmos. Sidhei Macone, the final member of Sophronia's group, muttered,
Bless you.
I wasn't sneezing, nor being indelicate, thank you all very much. I was thinking out loud.
As if thinking out loud weren't decidedly indelicate.
Dimity was not to be swayed out of disapproval when she felt it might exercise her creativity.
Funambulist, do you think that's what Professor Braithwaite was? You know, professionally, before he became a vampire? A tightrope walker in a carnival?
I suppose it's possible, said Dimity, mollified.
With which, the four girls all returned to staring over the railing of the squeak deck. They were, theoretically, in class with some 10 fellow students and Professor Braithwaite. It was their vampire teacher's custom of late to administer decidedly oddball lessons, which is to say, more oddball than an ordinary lesson with a vampire in a floating dirigible espionage school. It was a drizzly January evening, 1853. The sun recently set, and Professor Braithwaite was currently twirling back and forth along the thin plank that stretched from the forwardmost squeak deck's railing to the pilot's bubble. He was leagues up in the air. Sophronia had watched the professor run that particular plank with deadly grace the very first day she came aboard Mademoiselle Geraldine's Finishing Academy for Young Ladies of Quality. She'd never anticipated watching him dance along it. Admittedly, he danced with no less grace than he ran, performing some sedate quadrille with an imaginary partner. However, he was doing so while balancing a flower pot on his head, one that contained Sister Mattie's prize foxglove. Before his troubles, Professor Braithwaite would never leave his room without a top hat occupying that sacred spot on his glossy...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?